In this series of programs, we've been featuring reminiscences from World War II. And this week, Peter Tomlinson of Raphoe shares with us some memories of his childhood in London. Born in 1937 in the Thorpe Coombe Maternity Hospital in Walthamstow, London E17, I have many memories of the Second World War. My mum and dad lived in a rented two-bed ground floor flat in Mersey Road, Walthamstow. Most relevant to those years was the location. Walthamstow lies between Epping Forest to the northeast and the River Lee Valley to the west. The Royal Small Arms Factory was built along the banks of the river, a few miles upstream from where we lived. This fact wasn't significant until 1939, when Hitler's Luftwaffe decided that the factory should cease production of the basic military arms, the Lee Enfield rifle, Sten and Bren guns. Fortunately, in one respect, the accuracy of their bomb aiming left much to be desired, for the factory continued production throughout the war. On the other hand, that meant anything within about a 5-mile radius was fair game. Which brings me to the first memory. During the Blitz, incendiary devices were dropped all over London and surrounding areas. One such device landed on the flat upstairs, causing the water main, which ironically was located there, to burst, and which actually put the fire out. I hasten to add that Mum and I took shelter under the stairs, so no problem there. I remember the water pouring down the walls and some bloke in a tin hat knocking on the door asking whether we were okay. Dad was working a night shift in the RSA factory, so no problem there either. The upshot was that because of the damage caused to our flat, we were forced to move. Guess where? Yep, to Ponders End, Enfield, which was on the other side of the River Lee, almost opposite the RSA factory, where my Auntie Eileen and my cousin Sid lived by themselves, as my uncle was in the army in North Africa. You should remember that the significance of all this was not totally apparent to me at the time, being only a slip of a lad. In the back garden of my auntie's house, there was an Anderson shelter. Now, for those of you who are unaware of these, a little enlightenment. First of all, you had to dig an enormous hole in your garden to accommodate a structure over 6 feet tall by 4.5 feet wide and 6.5 feet long, constructed of 6 curved sections of galvanised corrugated steel panels bolted at the top, 3 straight sections for the sides, and 2 end sections, one containing a door. The floor was generally just hard-packed earth. You then covered the whole lot with earth and planted flowers on the top. So every time the air raid sirens sounded, usually at night, we would be pulled from our warm beds, welly boots on, wrapped in blankets, running down the garden to stumble down into the shelter, the floor of which in winter was often covered in water, then up into our bunks, waiting for the all-clear siren. On this particular night, my auntie, cousin, mum and me were hankered down in the shelter when there was an almighty thump on the top of the shelter, shaking the whole structure. When we came up after the all-clear, we found my uncle's lean-to on the back of the house demolished. But it wasn't until later that a wheel from a German aircraft was recovered from a neighbour's house, having entered through the back door, apparently. Had it been anything more lethal, I would not be telling this tale today. We all spent a lot of time in shelters during that period, even when I went to school. The school playground had been dug up and brick shelters constructed underground, so that, at the first air raid warning, we would be escorted down into these where we would sing songs and tell stories. I must confess that I was more interested in watching the vapour trails you could see through the entrances, which, funnily enough, were never shut. After a raid on the way home after school, all of us kids would be searching for shell fragments from the AK-AK anti-aircraft guns, as there was a competition to see who could find the biggest piece. Our other playgrounds were often bombed-out buildings, which of course our parents never knew about.